Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, check this out. You already know this Trillville.
Yes, sir. You know you listening to Andy and Randy on a Trillville Thursday on what?
92.9.
The Game. Let's go.
Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday. Noon hour, a couple minutes away from an NFL no huddle. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Grant McCauley is going to join us in about 20 minutes from right now. Big news of the week, obviously, is that the Braves will be in search of a new manager. The Brian Snitker era has come to an end, and someone else will be in charge for the first time in almost a decade. So we'll get Grant's thoughts on all of that. Obviously, some sort of Snit reflection, and then also maybe what this team needs manager-wise. We'll get there, and then we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40. Nope, not on.
Put a new condom on, so. On the microphone, because I got my other one just ripped off.
You don't have to call it that.
That's what everybody's always called it.
What do you even call it? The other term's bad too.
Yes, I don't like saying that one. I don't like
a mic muff.
I don't like saying that. That sounds soft.
Can we have a better third term?
Yeah.
It's like the mic cover. Can we just call it a mic cover?
That's a mic cover. Yeah. So I don't raw dog mics like you.
Fair enough.
They put a new one, and it's amazing that you, like, when they changed out your microphone, and you sit here and told me, you like, that thing was so disgusting and so nasty.
It was so gross.
Yet you continue to put your face in front of it.
Yeah, I wasn't touching it.
But still, like, you're so close to it.
You think it was going to jump on me?
Like, you're putting your spit in the mic.
I know. It is. I should get, now that there's a new microphone,
yes.
I should get a mic cover.
Yeah.
Because you're right. I should get one.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't use one before, because I was like, who cares?
Right.
This says John Fricke's Nicorette spit all over it for the last decade. Like, this thing's wrecked.
Right.
I will say this. When they switched it, I didn't notice. I could hear it.
Right.
Remember that day? I thought I was like sick. I was like, you guys hear this? And they're like, no, we can't hear it. I was like, oh, everything sounds different.
Yeah,
oh.
The mic got cleared out.
The mic. They put a mic on here that wasn't covered in some toxic film.
Yeah, man.
No, you're right. I should get one. I should cover up.
Yes.
I should protect everybody from whatever it is that I'm bringing to the table. Practice safe radio. I think that's what I should be doing.
How about this? Xavier Watts, defensive NFL defensive rookie of the month.
Hell yeah.
Good for you, boy.
That's phenomenal.
Falcons just tweeted that out. So how about that?
Defensive rookie of the month.
Yeah, man.
Beautiful.
Good for him.
I saw Abe was telling me the other day, and I don't know who else would be on this, and it's still so early, but his odds jumped up to like top five for defensive rookie of the year, which he hadn't been ranked before, which makes sense.
I didn't hear you go. I'm sorry.
His odds for defensive rookie of the year are now like top five.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah. He's a hell of a player. He's only going to get better.
He was a third round draft pick?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Yeah. Good for him.
Well
man.
Done.
Good for him.
Well done.
Player of the month.
All right. Well, that's perfect segue to get into an NFL no huddle.
Him and a Rams rookie. That's not a Rams rookie. The Rams player of the month, Byron Young.
Okay.
That man had 5 sacks this month, 7 tackles for loss, and a forced fumble.
Dang.
Damn. Talk about drafting right.
That's a hell of a month.
Talk about drafting right.
Byron Young?
Yes.
How many people even heard of that guy?
I never heard of him until I looked at the screen.
That's incredible. Yeah, man, the Rams are very good at drafting defensive players.
Goodness gracious.
All right, week 5 kicks off tonight. 49ers, Rams. 49ers are banged up. Rams are at home, favored by almost 10 points. I hope it's a good one. I mean, we'll be watching it.
I don't think it is. I think it's going to get ugly fast.
I know, I think so too.
Yeah, I think it's going to get ugly
fast. Just hand it to McCaffrey a lot for
– for
our sake.
They're going to have to. McCaffrey's going to have to catch it, run it, maybe throw it a couple times. In order for them to do anything offensive.
Hell yeah.
Because they just don't have nobody.
Throw some passes.
They don't have nobody, and Mac Jones is the quarterback.
Who was it that ran a fake flea flicker last week? Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
Handed it to the receiver. Was it the – I don't remember. Anyway, handed it to the running back. He went like he was going to pitch it back to the quarterback.
Uh-huh.
Everybody bit. He kept it, ran for like 15 yards.
You know, that
was pretty good.
That's pretty good. Now,
anyway, I don't know who did it. So, okay. All right. Here's Dylan Gabriel, who's going to be the starter for the Browns on Sunday, talking about it.
From the beginning, it's the moment you look forward to as a competitor. But, you know, it's part of my job, you know, to be ready, to be that, you know, sense of hope for everyone to continue to be better and come together and create momentum for each other. So excited for that, but just also extremely focused at doing my job at a high level.
So that's what Dylan Gabriel sounds like. He'll be the second starter of the year for the Browns. I have no doubt that at some point someone else will start for the Browns this year as well.
Sure.
It'll probably be Shedeur Sanders.
Sure.
No, I'm not sure, but I said I have no doubt. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
You don't think so?
Nah.
You think he just does it the rest of the year?
That's a feeling I have.
13 more games?
That's a feeling I have.
With Dylan Gabriel?
That's what I feeling I have.
How come?
I don't know. I don't know. I think Dylan Gabriel's going to be good enough to keep Shedeur off the field.
Okay.
I think he's good enough. Now, I ain't going to win or anything, but yeah, I don't know. It's going to be, they're going to have.
He's a little fella.
He's small as hell, but they drafted him in the 3rd round for a reason. You know, and so I'm just surprised at the whole angst of why is he starting? He's been the second quarterback all year long. That's why he's starting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just don't elevate 3-1.
Nope.
You know, it's a process to these things. But yeah, if I'm a defensive player, I'm like, cool, because we are the best defense in football, and we can't score no damn game. We can't score no damn points.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, with Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur, I kind of felt similarly as far as, like, they're both really accurate passers.
Mm-hmm.
They both make good decisions as far as not putting the ball into harm's way,
right,
like turnover-wise. And with a defense as good as they have, that's kind of what they need.
Oh, yeah, I do.
You know? Like, I think both of those guys are well-suited to be a quarterback in a super conservative offense, which is what I think that they want to do.
Yep, and then,
look, Flacco's, you know.
And then Flacco's
had an incredible career, but he's old.
Yeah.
Like, good for him for going and getting a couple extra million from the Browns for this year, which is great. But it was never, you know, there was never any future with him at quarterback. Anyway, they're playing in London. At least it'll be over early.
Yeah, they're going over there.
Playing,
playing
the Vikings.
Playing the Vikings. He's been over there already. He's been over there a whole week because they were in Ireland last week. Just get the ball to Junkins. Get the ball to Junkins and Sampson and those dudes and try to minimize as many times he got to throw the football. Because he got guys, and Njoku can ball.
Yeah.
Jerry Jeudy is nice. They went and got the boy out of Texas. So, I mean, you got weapons for him, but they got to do something offensively to help this defense out. Because Myles Garrett and them are playing their ass off.
Yeah, no, they are. They're playing, I mean, they held the Packers to 10.
They are playing.
They won that game. They're doing their best to stay in games. Anyway, all right. Here's Travis Kelce. Talking about A.J. Brown being frustrated.
You're 4-0, boss. Come on, man. It's frustrating for A.J. right now, clearly, because he's going to social media to let everybody know how frustrated he is. And where I show my frustration is when we're not rolling as an offense. And I think it's frustration. It's the desire to get it fixed.
Yep.
It's also really hard for me to get mad when we're winning. I think I don't find that energy or that feeling in me if we're winning, if we're having success, if we're putting up points, if we're winning football games.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with AJ,
I get it now.
I get it. I understand why AJ's frustrated. When who the hell is the play caller? Because We start talking about him. Whoever calls the plays for the Philadelphia, because it's no creativity in it. Remember we were talking to Stink yesterday. Like Jalen Hurts is so not want to throw interceptions.
Yeah, they're very risk averse right now.
They are lacking in the part where they can't run the football.
Exactly.
Becton, like, without Becton, right. Dickerson still banged up. Lane Johnson's all banged up.
You can be like that when you have Saquon rushing for 2,000 yards.
But he's not.
No, his yard per carry average is almost half of what it was last year at this point.
Yes.
So the line's not the same, so the running game's not the same, so the passing game probably needs to pick up some of the slack.
And they can't.
But they're not doing that.
They're not, because they don't do anything creative. Right. Like, A.J. Brown runs takeoffs, nine stops, slants, and if he gets an off coverage, he'll run a bang eight. That's not enough when you're talking about one of the best receivers in football. This is on the play caller. Why don't you put him somewhere else? He's always lined up in the X receiver. Put him inside. He's a big-ass dude. Mm-hmm. Now, this weekend, they got the Broncos. And they're going to put Pat, they're going to put Lil Pat on him. The way the Broncos play defense, man, Philly might get beat this weekend.
Yeah, because that's been the kind of the safety net in all of these arguments is, well, they're undefeated.
Yes.
Well, they win.
They win.
Yeah, that's true, but they're close to not.
Yeah.
And if they play a team that's as good as the Broncos are defensively, maybe they won't. And, you know, all right, if you're one reception for eight yards in a win, people say, well, you won, so you shouldn't say anything. All right, so if they lose by a field
can he say
goal?
Something, like, can
he say something
if
he, now?
Yeah, if they lose this weekend, right. Can he say something?
Right. Had those games that were just razor-thin margin slightly gone the other way, would he have been allowed to say something? I think it's okay to I don't know. I think it's okay to be frustrated. I also think it's really easy to not bring that attention into the building and onto yourself. Like, you don't have to tweet Bible verses after you don't get catches.
But that's my thing. It's like we said it yesterday. Like, you know that you're going to get asked about it.
Exactly.
You know,
it just seems so easy to
just not do it.
But then also at the same time, like, criticize people for going the boring route. He's not being boring.
Yeah.
Something for people to talk about. We're talking about it.
Yeah.
So there you go. I guess we're part of the problem. Zach Taylor on whether or not they're going to bring another quarterback to Cincinnati.
I don't. I think with every position, we're always assessing. That's Duke's job. That's the personnel department. They do a great job of that, presenting us options when Joe went down of other guys we can bring in the room as well. So we thoroughly exhaust that. I've got a ton of confidence in Jake. I'm unwavering in that. I've seen the best of Jake. I know that we can do a great job supporting him to where he can go win the games for us. So I feel extremely confident in Jake Brown.
You know who don't have no confidence in him? He was on the sideline looking at you like, hey, dog.
Jamar Chase.
What the problem? What is the problem?
Yeah, I also don't.
Yeah.
I also don't.
I mean, you got to say those things.
Yeah, you do. You have to say that. We can also say that in the last two games that he's been the starter, they've gotten beat 76-13.
Ooh.
That's a fact.
Damn.
So they say the right thing. We say the true thing.
The obvious thing.
Which is that their quarterback play is not good enough to win games.
Hell, they
with how bad their defense
enough.
Is. You're right about that.
Goodness,
but it'd be a lot
easier.
Lot more possible if you had a better quarterback. But here's the thing. Quarterback got hurt. What are you going to do?
With the Falcons off this Sunday, we have a NFL triple header coming up on Sports Radio 99. The game, it starts at 9:15 a.m. on Sunday with the Vikings taking on the Browns over in London. We just talked about that. After that, Cowboys at the Jets. Can the Jets get their first win? Followed by the Lions and the Bengals. We just talked about that. It is all brought to you by Window Nation, windownation.com. Three big NFL games all day Sunday on Sports Radio.
That was not, we did not know that those are the three games that were going to be on this weekend when we spent the whole NFL No Huddle talking bad about all those teams.
did not realize that.
We were kidding. You should listen.
No, listen to it.
Listen to it.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. I mean, the broadcasts are going to be great. Westwood One?
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Iron Eagle?
Probably.
Is Big Voice guy going to be on there?
No, Iron Eagle's on TV now.
I don't know.
Him and J.J. Watt. That was good the other day. Maybe Kevin Harlan?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I just want to hear the Big Voice.
Big
Voice.
Westwood One. You're listening.
For the National Football League.
I saw that guy one time. When I was at the Super Bowl, Westwood One had this whole conference room where they did all their stuff, and he was doing, like, recording all the imaging. Not what you would expect. Not what you would expect. Big Voice. Grant McCauley going to join us next. 92.9 The Game. Braves insider, obviously, to talk about Brian Snitker and what's next for the Braves. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, yeah. There it is. We know whose music that is.
Birthday boy.
About the
birthday boy.
That's right.
The birthday boy.
That's right. I saw that. Happy belated birthday to Grant McCauley. We'll get Grant here in just 1 second. 15 minutes away from the back page with Bo. I did want to mention one more award that had been handed out. I know we said Xavier Watts was the rookie of the month defensively. Bijan Robinson, offensive player of the month for rookies and otherwise.
Yes.
So congratulations to Bijan. Not surprisingly, he's been phenomenal so far this year for the Falcons. And really cool that Xavier Watts was honored as well. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Falcons have a bye this weekend, obviously. We'll get back into talking about them in a deeper way next week. But the Braves made the headlines over the last 24 hours. So let's get Grant in here. Like we said, Grant, happy birthday. Belated, first and foremost.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man. Secondly, obviously, the news about Brian Snitker comes down yesterday, and we're happy to have it happen before the show, so we got a chance to really talk about it and say a bunch of nice stuff about him and the era and all of that and start wondering about what's next. And we'll get there, but I just, from your perspective, I mean, you covered it as closely as anyone has. How would you describe the Brian Snitker tenure as manager?
Successful, number one, and maybe in a lot of ways, I don't want this to come across like a backhanded compliment, but I wrote a long piece about this yesterday for the Marietta Daily Journal. And really, when I sat down, it was trying to kind of figure out what the essence of his story is. And it's one that kind of starts with perseverance and dedication, mm-hmm. those two things in particular. And then the relationship building that he did as a coach, as a manager throughout the minor leagues, and then ultimately getting his opportunity to do the same things at the major league level and then to find success at the highest of highs. And that, I think, is just a testament to the dedication that he had and to the kind of person that he is, the one of the most genuine people that you will ever meet. And those things that were said about him yesterday by people who knew him much better than I did, I think said it all. And I think that his players have said it all over the years as well. There's a respect factor there, and it's a success. That's the number one word that I would underline of the Brian Snitker decade at the helm of the Braves. It has been a success. Would you love to have won more World Series? Sure. But I can line you up a whole bunch of other managers across Major League Baseball that would sign on that petition to win more World Series. It's a tough thing to do. But ultimately, winning is something that the Braves were able to do a lot under Brian Snitker as manager.
Grant, Sunday, you know, the final game, you get the win. Obviously, great tribute to Charlie and everything. When you're leaving that field, when you're leaving, going back to your car, what was your thought process? What was your thought process thinking about would Brian Snitker be back or not? Like, are you surprised, shocked? What percentage do you think he was coming back?
I wasn't shocked or surprised that this was the outcome. I think I was just more curious as September wore on and the handful of times that Snit was asked about it, he kind of pushed it off and said, you know, I'm going to think about that after the season. And even when Alex Anthopoulos was asked about it, he said, no, we're not going to comment on that. We're going to leave this to Brian Snitker. And then when we have to have the discussions, we will. And they did obviously end up having those discussions, but he revealed that getting that 3-year extension prior to 2023, he had kind of viewed this as the finish line for him. And he said that I needed to put that goal out in front of me because if I didn't set one, I don't know that I ever would have been able to step away from the game in this capacity. And I think that was important to him. I think that the competition aspect of it and watching your team all of a sudden play like the team you expected it to be in the second half, especially the last month or more, that might have kind of, as I've said, fanned the flames of competition for him for a minute. But he said, I went home, I got realistic about it, and I know this is the best decision for me, for my family, and obviously for the club. I think everybody was able to kind of come to the agreement that this was what everyone wanted, and now the Braves will figure out what they need to with Brian Snitker as a senior advisor, still involved in the franchise for a 50th season. I know that was kind of one of the other things. It was a line of commentary for a lot of people, myself included. Would he want that 50th year that bad? But I did kind of have to step back myself and think, well, he hasn't been the manager for 50 years.
Right.
He's going to be in the organization. That is important, and that's part of his legacy as well.
Yeah, so he gets 50 anyway.
Yeah.
And he's going to be a part of it, and so I like that. Grant McCauley joins us. We're talking some Braves. Obviously, Brian Snitker stepping away as Braves manager yesterday. And now, like you said, now they have to decide who's next for the second time in 35 years. Are they going to be hiring a new manager during an offseason? Obviously, that was Freddie Gonzalez, and that was in-house. That's something that seems to give a lot of Braves fans problems. I don't entirely understand why, but maybe you can help me. But one thing people talk about is wanting fresh ideas. Again, I don't know what that means either. But when you look at the next guy, what are you hoping that they're kind of prioritizing?
I think the number one things to me are the ability to manage and maintain relationships over the course of a long season, because I think that sometimes it gets lost in the bullpen management or the lineup or certain other decisions, tactical decisions that managers make. That, look, I'm not saying that the outcome of the game is not affected by managers' decisions, but ultimately it's in the hands of the players, literally. The ball is in their hands. The bat is in their hands. The glove is on their hand. Like, they have to go make plays and execute. You just want to try to put guys in the best position that you can. But there are a multitude, a litany of reasons for decisions that are made at a given time. And look, we're all human, so that element will always be in play. You're never going to be able to, you know, manufacture the perfect decision-making process that yields the winning result every single time. If you could figure that out, you'd definitely have done something that 160 years of baseball hasn't accomplished. But that little soapbox aside, I do think that just having someone who can come in and just maintain a lot of what the Braves have in place, because I understand that people are frustrated by early postseason exits and frustrated by maybe the lack of, you know, a visceral visual display of tenacity and fire and all of those things. But in a lot of ways, like, those are things that I'm not sure very many, if any, people have out there. I mean, if you want to see your manager get ejected a few more times a year, I'm sure we can find somebody who can do that. Will that change the bottom line? Will it move you in the standings? No, I don't really think that it will. But ultimately, the Braves have to figure out what is best for them in the ways that they feel like move the needle and also maintain what they have built. And that, I think, is probably the balance that the Braves are walking that many other clubs never find. You mentioned they've had three managers in 35 years. I mean, that's unheard of. There's no other club, and I don't know if there are very many other sports out there.
The Steelers.
It's like the Steelers.
Like the Steelers.
Yeah. I mean, it's just you look in every sport, and maybe there's one franchise that has that kind of consistency and continuity at the helm. Then you look at other teams, and you're like, well, they just fired their manager for the third time in 5 years, and I don't really know where they're going. And every time they make a five-year plan, it gets blown up in year two, and that, by the way, is not a plan. So the Braves are – they're in a very good place with a job that's going to be sought after. I think they'll have some internal candidates to just to wrap this whole monologue up with Walt Weiss. And I think that outside of that, David Ross would make some sense. I know Mark DeRosa's name gets tossed around quite a bit. And could there be some other names that I haven't mentioned? Absolutely. I'm sure there will be. And I can't imagine that there won't be a series of conversations that go on either as the playoffs are going or as they wrap up, just to kind of see when it's truly end of season, is there any other, no pun intended, wild card candidate who becomes available?
Hey, G-Mac, so with all those names you just gave us, I mean, is there a sense of urgency right now as far as like, okay, we got to get a new guy in here right now and get this offseason process started? Or you think it'll be one of those things, I won't say dragged out, but, you know, like I said, deep dive into these candidates?
No, Randy, I would be very surprised if this dragged out, but I don't think that's going to make them just hurry up and grab the first thing that they think makes some sense. They want to find the fit. They don't want it to just be the fit for 2026 or for a couple of years. They'd like to have somebody who comes in and is, you know, foundational for this team, part of the fabric of this club, because that, again, I hate it if it sounds like just a talking point, but when you have consistency and continuity inside of your organization, that is a very, very good thing and a sought after thing in this sport and any sport for that matter. So I think they're going to look for somebody who can check those kinds of boxes, somebody that they could see as if it's a younger manager, somebody who they see growing in this organization and being here for a long time, or simply somebody who's proven that they have done this before and are the kind of fit that the Braves are looking for. But as far as timeliness, I think that this is something that you want to handle before you do all of your off-season work. Then you kind of look at the Braves roster, and it's not like you're looking for an overhaul of seven or eight players. You're really looking for the right pieces to come in and make this roster better. You're not having to go out and think about what 3 to 5 big-name free agents you have to sign, although that would be very exciting. I'm not going to lie. It would be fun to cover an offseason like that. But this is a club that's in a good place that's capable of doing a lot more than it did in 2025, and I think that it will get back to being that kind of a team next year. But they want to have that right guy in there as part of the decision-making process as things roll along and things get built.
Well, Grant, we appreciate it. Appreciate the nice words about Snit, of course, and we'll all be following along. When they make the hire, we'll chat again, I'm sure. Thank you, Grant.
Appreciate you, G-Mac.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Grant McCauley there, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider. Successful.
Yes.
Very, very accurate. Yeah, no, there's so many different ways they could go, right?
Yeah.
Internal, external, young, established. I have no kind of feel whatsoever. It feels like so wide open because it's such a good.
It's a good job.
It's a good job.
No. This
is such
a great job.
Great job. Like it feels like they would really have their pick of guys that are available. He's got to make the right choice, obviously.
Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus with all your local NFL games live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
You know what else you can count on? Bo.
Yeah.
The back page.
Yeah. I'll ask on the other side.
Okay.
Ask on the side.
Yeah. Bo Johnson, back page, next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Turn me up.
20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Smoking Joe Patrick is going to join us at 1:20, as he always does. Falcons bye week, but still plenty to talk about. And we'll get to the back page with Bo in just a minute as well.
Okay, so, we're talking about the NFL and, you know, jobs coming open. Mm-hmm. And obviously it does seem like the Tennessee Titans job is going to open up. And I saw somebody was saying that insiders, people around the league believe that that is a great job. And I was like, really? You think about it? They were like, no, because they're getting a new stadium and everything like that.
Okay.
And so that brought me back to this job here in Atlanta. Just how important or is the battery and everything like that a factor in, say, for instance, if another job is open, this guy's choosing between the Braves and their team?
It's a good question.
That's what made me ask the question, because the guy was like, yeah, the Titans is a good job because of the new stadium and everything they're getting. It's like, the hell does stadium got to do with your damn team ranking?
Yes, I know, that's a good question.
I look at it, it's only one of 32.
Income. Yeah, but in the NFL, it's a salary cap right? So, I mean, you're going to spend, most teams are going to spend right around the same amount. I know they spend different and all that, but like, you only have so much money to spend. I mean, the battery does allow for the Braves to be a top, what are they, 7 or something, 6?
Are you talking about payroll? For players to come here or for a new manager?
Manager.
Okay, because for players to come here, they would actually, a lot of the players actually live in the battery during the summer and then have another place during the winter. So it is an attractive place to live, especially if you're a single dude.
Yeah.
Like you would see, AJ Minter would be out and about in the battery quite often after games, just hanging out and you know.
You're like, yeah, you're a solid relief pitcher for the Braves, and you live there
straight,
and you're 24.
Oh, yeah, straight at the battery, straight up garden to
it. And I'm sure there's, I know,
that's how
I would have been such.
Boy.
A
yeah, yes,
be, yeah,
yes,
be a whole whole wave of bunkers.
Yeah, I mean, just straight up, just yes.
But that's what the stories you hear about the baby Braves at Buckhead back in the day. They'd just be around, you know, you'd see them. I'm sure there's a lot of people listening right now that have a story or two about that era
but
and those guys.
I just like, I'm blessed enough to have been a part of that, and I could guess the new part of Atlanta. It was unbelievable. It was just an unbelievable, you know, like, it's one of the things, I swear to you, it was one of the situations, Andy, where I was like, I can't wait to grow up so I could do that. Like, I remember going to college and being in college, broke-ass college student, like, having to park down the street because your car raggedy and you don't want to drive it up and through Buckhead to being that guy, like, I can't wait to graduate so I can pull me a new whip up the street. I want to get stuck in traffic with the window down.
Right.
Yeah, so you can see me.
So
up
can
in
see it.
So you can see me in this thing. You know, it was what a time to be alive. What a time to be alive.
I'm still waiting for that. It's gonna be good. That's why I park over there. Still waiting. I'm gonna pull up one of these days. What's that phrase? Pull up? Nope, not yet.
That's it.
Not yet. One of these days. Next contract. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
So after a rain postponement on Saturday, Devils back at it last night, finally. Took home the victory 14-6 over Peachtree Ridge.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Check out this stat line. 3 innings pitched, 3 earned runs, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts.
Way to go,
in
Juice.
In 3 innings?
Yeah.
Way to go,
only
Juice.
One of the outs was not
one
a strikeout.
Hit.
Wow. Domination.
2 for 2 at the plate, 4 RBIs.
Good for her. That's awesome. That's awesome.
She's a lot of fun. The 2 walks is the biggest part of that stat line. Like, and if you all remember any of the stat lines that I've read, they have started to decrease over the years. Mm-hmm. But she's going into these games now, and for every 3 or 4 innings, 5 innings that she pitches, she's only walking a couple batters, where they even a year ago it was like 6.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so hey man, command over the circle.
Next
game a little bit. Next game, Saturday at 5:45 for some reason, right off in the middle of football, versus Brookwood at Shorty Howell Park. But Juice will take the circle again Sunday. We have games on Saturday and Sunday. 3:30 in the afternoon at Decula. Juice will be in the circle for that one. So, BJ, if you're out there listening, I expect to see you there. And then Guardians, Dads, Yankees win yesterday. So do the Dodgers. They advance. So you will have 3 elimination games today. This is what playoff baseball is all about. Thank the goodness for having a best-of-3 series. If you're going to do a wild card series at all,
right?
At least do best-of-3. So you got Tigers, Guards at 3, Dads, Cubs at 5, and Red Sox, Yankees at 8 o'clock.
Are you saying Dads?
Padres.
Padres.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay. I never heard that called before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spanish for father.
I understand that.
Hey, it's one less.
Even when you lived in San Diego, nobody called them the dads.
They didn't call them the dads. Oh. They're Padres. Okay.
You're only given a finite number of symbols in this life.
Yes,
or syllables in this life.
That is true. So. I mean, you know, I went with
you. Gotta save them.
I went with you though. That one. Yeah, you're right, Bo.
what if that's what it was? Like, what if that's how we died? You died when you said all your syllables.
You do, though.
What was the one with Eddie Murphy? Was that lie? You couldn't tell a lie that the leaves fell off
You
the
only
tree?
Get so many
oh,
lies.
Yeah,
that's
what it
was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
I'm telling you.
Maybe that's why everybody abbreviates stuff these days.
Oh, God.
You know?
If that's the reason
I'll
that these kids
dude,
and their text messages.
They're geniuses.
Drives me freaking crazy with my damn children and that crap right there.
You know who's
I'm like, what is that?
Yeah. Am I supposed to know every acronym?
Like, oh, it drives me so crazy.
How am I supposed to know every acronym? I don't know that one. Tell me what
dude,
it is, please.
See, what they don't know is that
me crazy.
For every, you know, time they say Riz or Cap, they have to explain it.
Then
and they're
said,
wasting more syllables.
Then they said more syllables because I always have to say, I do like this, though. I don't know if you guys have ever seen these on social media where someone will put a long acronym out. And they're like, tell me what this means.
Yes.
And then you're like, oh, I know what that means.
Yeah. It just drives me crazy.
Yeah.
God. Child, just type it out.
So y'all called me yesterday a gatekeeper of t-shirts. And if I'm going to be a gatekeeper of anything, it should be t-shirts. I have like 300 t-shirts. Randy got a bunch
of
t-shirts.
You guys are both pretty heavy in the t-shirt game.
Yeah, dog. It's time to go for another sweep through.
Another purge.
Hang on.
Cool.
Yeah, but no, it's time to go through a new sweep, dog.
Purges are necessary.
It's pretty bad right now. It's like really bad.
So we have another.
You wear like a different t-shirt every
but
day.
It's worse. It ain't been this bad in a while, dog.
Really? You've been on a.
I don't know why.
On a binge?
Yeah. Because what I'm doing now is I'm trying to algorithm. Replace. I'm trying to replace. Time to replace.
What, like, replace?
T-shirts.
I know, but like what ones? Like what ones
the
do you
ones
not want anymore?
Like last year.
Oh. Okay.
2 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah,
I'm
running out of space.
No, I know. I'm asking, why are you trying to replace
them
if you don't have any space?
And become less
I'm
comfortable.
Shrinking less comfortable.
Oh,
there
okay.
Like that. Yeah,
okay.
Some of the designs start to wear off, and if it wasn't one that you absolutely love, you're going to probably tend to purge.
Like my
that
favorite
one.
T-shirt I wore the other day, it was my cigar and whiskey shirt.
Yeah.
It has holes in it because all the cigars, the cigar burn marks on it.
But that just makes it more authentic. That makes it more authentic.
Yeah.
You know that Trailblazer shirt that I wear sometimes?
Yes.
It's actually from 1990. I bought it at like a vintage store and it had a hole in it. I just put a Gorilla tape on the backside of it.
There you go.
Patch that hole up.
There you go.
Some of those shirts are so comfortable that you just can't.
I just
ever
like
give
that shirt, man. I don't want to throw that shirt away.
So we have more gatekeepers, and you kind of see these quite often, and they are fan base city gatekeepers.
Oh.
So Rob Lowe, who if you watch any of the Dodgers games, and if you watch any Dodgers games in the during the season, you can always see him there. He's usually behind home plate or somewhere close. So now Cincinnati Reds fans are all over Rob Lowe for being at Dodger games. So Rob Lowe apparently was born and grew up in Dayton, Ohio.
Okay.
Moved to California as a preteen.
Right.
That's
been,
like 11 or 12
years old. He's
been
in Hollywood
for a long time.
Yeah. I didn't know he was born in Ohio, and I always see him at Dodger games. Right. So Reds fans are now calling for pitchforks and on Rob Lowe because he's rooting for the Dodgers openly and on TV. Well, you're not going to have to worry about that anymore because Reds just got swept out of the playoffs.
That series is over.
It's unreal. That kind of stuff,
man. It is that kind of gatekeeping is very silly.
But then here's the other side of it though. Is like, if he just all of a sudden started putting on a Reds hat, people would get mad at him too
100%.
For bandwagon hopping or whatever. You can't win with crazy fans.
And he even claims that he grew up a Reds fan. So if the Reds would have beat the Dodgers, is what you're saying? Now he just starts
right. Then he puts his Reds hat on. Then they'd be like, "No, you can't be in our club. We want you in our club yesterday, but today you can't be."
But you can root for anybody you want to.
Sure can.
The internet did that, by the way.
Goodness gracious.
Internet did what?
They gave kids the ability to root for anybody they want to because everybody's accessible these days. Mm-hmm. I grew up a Braves fan because I grew up in Louisiana and all we had was two channels. It's Braves or Cubs for the most part. These days you can see, if I grew up in Louisiana, you can watch the Yankees on every get baseball game. So if you want to be a Yankees fan, you can be a Yankees fan.
Yeah. It is.
There's not a whole lot of
root
loyalty
for whoever you want.
For,
yeah. Root for whoever you want for whatever reason you want. But the reasons given are always like, all right.
Championships.
Like, unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, sure. So your mom was there when you were born. What if she'd been over there? Well, then you'd be a fan of those guys? Pretty arbitrary.
My dad was a Yankees fan when he was younger because he went to high school in Korea. The Yankees would come over there and do exhibition games. So
everybody's got
team.
A great story.
Yeah.
I do love that.
So,
because everybody's always like, I got to validate it somehow. Here's how I'm doing it.
You got a reason.
Did your dad wear the jacket with the lion and the tiger on the back?
He has that jacket.
He has that jacket.
Yeah. Awesome. He didn't wear much, I believe. My dad's 85.
He got that. He got one of the jackets.
High school was 60 years ago.
He got one of the jackets.
Side note, my dad was a boxer growing up at the Korean Air Force bases or whatever. You know what his nickname was?
Oh, God, I can't
Sorry,
wait to
dad.
Find out.
Canvas back. He tells this. Yeah.
Damn.
That's not a.
It was.
Not a compliment.
That's not a compliment.
It's not a compliment. No. It's just a nickname.
So he wasn't a great boxer.
He wasn't a great boxer. He was great. He was great at. Look. Sorry, Dad, if you're listening, but you're not. He was great at throwing baseballs, though. His nickname for baseball was Smokey.
Okay.
Smokey and canvas back.
Smoking fastballs.
I do think that is one area where we have lost we lost out a little bit. Like, we don't have great nicknames like we used to.
No.
Athletes used to get great
Dude,
nicknames.
I got a question. I was watching Netflix. You know, Netflix, like, they show like a preview, the preview of the movie. Why didn't nobody tell me that Mr. Miyagi, like Daniel LaRusso and Jackie Chan got a movie together?
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
It's not out yet, is it? Or is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
It is very
soon.
A Karate Kid movie
with them two.
Oh, they made another Karate Kid movie.
Yeah, what the hell is going on?
I'm not sure if Jaden Smith is in it.
He is not a kid.
How much longer can you live off of Mr. Miyagi's name?
That they're going to milk it for all they can milk it for.
So Jackie Chan's Mr. Miyagi now?
No, I think he was like his ancestor or something, or brother or son.
What the hell is going on?
I don't think he played Mr. Miyagi, did he?
No, he didn't play Mr. Miyagi. Yeah. He played his character with Will Smith's son.
But the guy that played Mr. Miyagi's dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
so
they
now
can't,
it's Jackie Chan. Because
that guy was 80 when the movie came out.
Jackie Chan was in the one with Jaden Smith.
But they keep milking these damn Mr. Miyagi stories.
Oh, yeah, they'll make 100 Karate Kids.
You wax on in 2025. You go get your ass waxed.
Pow!
You know what I'm saying? Ew. Mr. Miyagi.
Also, real quick, speaking of the Dodgers.
That defense doesn't work.
Get
like
your ass. Yeah.
Get up on one leg.
Get your ass on a crane.
Crane kick
never
really worked. Speaking of the Dodgers and moving on, Carol moves on. Carol Freeman moves on in the Golden Bachelor to the next week, I guess. She's down to the final nine.
Freddie's not.
Freddie's aunt moved on.
Freddie's aunt, yeah.
Golden Bachelor. It was just last week that I told you all about this.
I must. Okay, I wasn't.
Oh, you're, it was.
Yeah, okay, you're right here. No, you're okay, right. Okay. Oh, you're right here.
And Abe got it right. Abe Andy's going to come back and wonder what the hell we're talking about.
Okay, that explains. Yes. That explains.
Yes, Freddie's aunt.
Okay. Freddie's aunt, who I know pretty well from him being here.
Oh, cool. Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes, 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 on she's on the Golden Bachelor.
Now I understand.
That's the only reason why I'm even reporting.
I was very confused.
Yes.
I was like, what are we talking about? All right. Thank you, Bo. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us on a Trillville Thursday, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.